Hey, it's Canzano. I appreciate you making this podcast part of your day. Make sure you subscribe if you want more and leave us some feedback. Away we go.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to The Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth.
People tuned in to the topic that we're going to talk about next. Show moves fast. You got to stay with us. The next topic up has to do with bureaucracy and government and sports. And a lot of people are well aware that it's a difficult place for governments to be right now as they're trying to decide who gets to be back in school and how many people can be in the movie theater and how many people can be in a restaurant. But there are a lot of sports teams, high school teams out there wondering if they're going to have a football season. There are college basketball teams who have still not been allowed to play, although we got Portland State and University of Portland through with their exemption to play. There are some conferences who have submitted a return to play protocol that mimics the NCAA. The NAIA teams is what I'm talking about. We are the only state, by the way, on the West Coast whose NAIA teams are not cleared to play. NAIA teams from outside the state of Oregon and teams that happen to be in the same conference as Bushnell and others that are in this state have been traveling into our state to play against UP, Portland State, Oregon State. But right now, as you look at the landscape, you're talking about Bushnell University women's basketball players are pretty frustrated that they feel like they're going to lose a season. Here to talk about it, Sarah Reinecker, who is a basketball player at Bushnell, who's passionate about this, joining us now. Sarah, can you kind of tell us how you feel about what's going on right now?
Hi, John. Thank you so much for having me on. I have my teammate Aspen Slifko with me here today, but we're just very frustrated and feel like our hands are tied with this situation. We understand that we aren't at the same level as Division I schools in our state, but it's just really frustrating seeing other NAIA teams from California, Montana, Washington, Idaho, teams in our conference literally coming and playing OSU, playing Portland State, and we can't even travel an hour and a half away to play them or play other teams in our conference. So it's just extremely frustrating practicing this whole last fall semester and preparing and still not given an answer if we're cleared to play.
All right, what are they telling you? What are they waiting for? Or do you feel like you have any guidance at all from the state?
So our exemption to play went through Oregon Health Authority and has been reviewed. And it's at the governor's office now. And my teammate Aspen spoke with the governor's assistant yesterday just regarding why they haven't responded and why they're sitting on a proposal.
What are they telling you?
I really appreciate it. It was Leah Horner that I talked to yesterday, and I really appreciate her taking her time. And I kind of got two things out of our conversation. First of all, just that they didn't really, it was obvious they didn't really look into our proposal in detail. They said that we didn't have the accommodations for COVID cases, for quarantine situations, and also we didn't have enough testing. Just looking into our proposal, I mean, we're following the same NCAA requirements that involve weekly testing. We're able to accommodate for that for sure, as well as we have a whole section of apartments ready for quarantining in case those do come up. And just the second thing that we've seen all these other programs that have been playing, and there's over 300 NAIA schools in the nation that are already playing. And just that if it was unsafe for these teams to be playing at this time, then I think we would have seen other programs been shut down, and they haven't been. So it's just been frustrating that we don't even get a chance.
What does that mean to you? What does facing the loss of a season and not being able to compete mean to you? Because I think some people listening are going, look, you're not going to college to become a WNBA player. You're at a private Christian liberal arts college. This is a co-curricular activity. It's great that you're playing, but the state of Oregon's got bigger fish to fry, so to speak. What do you say to that group?
So we've been, just because we're not at the same Division One level, we've been working since we were little to play college basketball, and we've been training and giving everything we have to the sport. And coming here and not getting to play is just so frustrating because it affects our mental health. It's a huge part of our mental health, and just studies have shown that college athletes that have had seasons being canceled, it really takes a toll on our mental health. And this is something we've been working for our whole lives.
Also, like, our team last year won our conference, and we were originally at the beginning of the season this year ranked nationally, and nationals are going to be in March, and we were expected and hopefully training to go to that. And we were there last year when it got shut down right when COVID started. And this year we won't have the required games in to go. And so, and especially for our seniors, like, we do get a fifth year of eligibility back, but that's not feasible for everyone on our team because not everyone's on full scholarship. Not everyone was planning to stay another year, and it just doesn't work out for everyone. So it's just very frustrating and sad that, like, this could be their last season and they're not even going to get to play.
Yeah, my thing is just the lack of consistency has frustrated me, I think, all along, right? I mean, I think we've all kind of looked at it and went, all right, we understand that, there are priorities here and that the state needs to focus its resources on it, but there just hasn't been a consistent plan, and I haven't felt like that was something that was taken into consideration. You continue to practice. Can you tell us what you are allowed to do at this point?
So at this point, we're allowed to do non-contact practices. And at the beginning of the year, before the freeze in Lane County, when we were allowed to start, we were doing basically 3 days with positionals, weights and conditioning, and then non-contact practices. So 2 hours of running through plays, but all 5-on-0 things, all drills and shooting, and that's what we've been doing until the freeze, and now we're only allowed to do non-contact practices.
All right, so what's the next move for the Bushnell University women's basketball program?
Right now we're just trying to get a response from the governor's office because we can't move forward to even scrimmage during practices unless we get a response from that proposal, and we have been in contact with the OHA, and they have reviewed that proposal. So we really just need that back from the governor's office. So if there's comments that we need to revise, then we can work to revise them and resubmit it. But with no response at all, we can't do anything to move forward because we don't even know what we need to fix.
Yeah, and I think that has been an ongoing problem. Hey, I appreciate you guys. I wish you luck. I can just tell you from my own experience that it's not a fun thing to be dealing with the bureaucracy of all of this. I think, people are now focused on the vaccine and getting it out there. And some people will tell you, hey, there's more important things than basketball, but fight for what's important to you. I admire what you guys are doing, and I'm inspired by it.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having us on.
All right, Sarah, I appreciate you and your teammate there. I want to know what you think about all that. I went through it with UP and PSU, and you were along for the ride. You heard it all. You sort of felt the process as it unfolded. But I also I have some empathy that, there are nurses and doctors and teachers out there that are trying to get vaccinated. Here's my question to the state of Oregon. Like can't you do all those things at once? Like, I kept getting told UP and PSU's application wasn't reviewed because there were more important things. The governor's focused on the economy and all this stuff. And I was like, really? Like, I'm doing a radio show right now. I'm focused on, like, what's going on in my household. I've got multiple jobs. I'm not saying I'm the governor here, but we're all multitasking and we're all doing it in different ways, are we not? Like, we're all sort of in the same position in this pandemic in that we're all trying to do new things. So I get it. I don't envy the position that lawmakers are in, but I would just hope that their position is one that is well-reasoned, thought out, consistent, something that makes sense. If you're going to dangle a carrot, dangle a carrot. You know, tell them, hey, you have to have these protocols if you want to play. And if you can't meet it, you can't play. Or allow them to go outside the state of Oregon. Say, look, we're just not comfortable with you playing in this state. We gave the D1 schools an exemption because they're bigger business. And we are, as a state entity, we rely on tax revenue and funding for those programs. And we're sorry, NAIA programs or high school programs, we're just never going to give you clearance. It's not coming anytime soon. We don't want to give you the illusion that it is. Say that if that's the case. That's kind of where I stand, because right now I'm getting lobbied by high school parents, high school kids, high school coaches, NAIA schools, NAIA coaches. They're all hitting me up and they're all saying, can you bang the drum for us? And I'm left looking at it going, what are we really talking about here? Like, what are we really talking about? Are we just talking about ultimately some entities that, that really want to play basketball and are confused that they're not being allowed to play or participate because they don't even know what they need to do? You tell me. 503-417-7575. I don't envy the position that high school kids are in. I don't envy the position that those NAIA basketball players are in. I think it's a tough spot. They're frustrated. They can't get an answer. They're going, hey, how come we're not being treated the same as the D1 players at Oregon and Oregon State? And I've been down that rabbit hole. I'm here to tell you that you get muddy when you go down that rabbit hole. Mark's in Portland is called in. Mark, what's on your mind?
Hey, John. I thought the Coach K segment and interview you just had tied in really well. I don't know if you saw Governor Brown's gym restrictions yesterday, 35,000 square feet. The maximum occupancy is six patrons. You know, I don't know why no one's asking questions on that. And I feel like the Coach K thing ties in really well with what's going on with Governor Brown. And the last point is I think people are asking you, these high school parents, is because, not to toot your own horn, but I think you're one of the few journalists in this state who have the courage to hold the decision makers accountable. Not a lot of people in the press are doing that right now, and I think that's why people are going to you for this stuff.
Yeah, and I don't mind people coming to me. I'm not afraid to ask the question. But what I did notice, Mark, in that last news conference was, you know, she's not fielding a lot of questions. Just basically, here's what it is, because she knows that those are difficult questions. And here's what I think the problem is. Frankly, it is bureaucracy. It is public officials who are afraid to take a stance because they're afraid they're going to be wrong. Like, history will judge them wrong and hold them accountable for it. The stakes are high. People are dying. So I understand that. I understand why you want to take this seriously. But here's what I felt from the beginning. I really did feel like the governor's office, the circle around the governor, was not particularly strong. And I think anytime you're in that position, you're going to get a million people coming to you, lobbying you for gyms and bowling alleys and skating rinks and schools and everything else that the governor has control over. And you're not going to want to deal with everybody on a daily basis in that way. But I feel like her circle sort of let her down, because I don't think she knew that Portland State and UP were on the same level as Oregon and Oregon State when it came to men's and women's basketball. I don't think she had the first idea. And I'm not pointing that out to make fun of her. I'm pointing that out just as a simple fact. Like, it'd be the same as me walking into a NASCAR pit stop and going, why are you changing tires? They were good for the last lap. Like, I'd have no idea what I'm talking about. I would hope that I would just lean on somebody else who's an expert on motorsports to tell me why they're doing what they're doing in the pit stop. Like, I got sent during an Olympics to go over and cover fencing. I'll never forget this. Mariel Zuniges from Beaverton was fencing for a gold medal. My editor called me. He said, you need to get to fencing. I was at basketball. You need to get over to fencing. Big story developing. So on the way to fencing, I'm like, okay, I need to figure out how you score in fencing. And I walked in and I sat down. There's this dude, this journalist from France, who's sitting next to me. And I lean over and I say, hey, can you help me understand what they're doing out here? Like, that's what the governor needs when it comes to some of these sports things, because it does feel arbitrary and it feels inconsistent. And I think that's where the frustration lies. And I think from the beginning, there should have been a set protocol for, if you want to play, here's what you have to do. And here's the lengths that you have to go to play. And here's what happens if you get a positive test. There should have been one protocol for everybody. And if a high school program is not willing to invest the resources in testing the same as a Division I program or an NAIA program, then, you know, hey, you can't play. I know that there are a lot of hopeful people out there that want to see high school football happen. It's supposed to be happening here in a few weeks. There's football programs all over the place that are playing 7-on-7. They're not allowed yet to do a lot of things. I am not optimistic that we're going to have a high school football season. It feels to me like we're all wishing and hoping that it happens. And if you have a kid who plays high school football, I think it's going to be a rude awakening. There's a lot of lobbies that are a lot of people lobbying for football to be played and kids to have that experience. And I think it's valuable. I know a kid who's a teenager who's part of a football program in the state of Oregon, and I communicated with him today, and I said, "How's it going?" And he says, "Well, we're just doing conditioning and stuff." And they're supposed to be playing a game here in a couple few weeks. I just don't think it's going to happen. And I think, you know, look, I'm happy to ask those questions of Governor Brown's office, but I can tell you what I get back is word salad, okay? They're not really open to listening to the bald-headed radio sports host and sports columnist opine about what he thinks they should do, but I just don't think they're getting good information in the inner circle. I don't think they really understand that some of these sports, I think, can be played safely outdoors at a distance. You know, I think soccer is one of those sports where you could probably play soccer. You set out some protocols, you have a full season. I know the Pac-12 just announced they've got a schedule that's out. They're going to try to play some soccer games. Good for them. But I think part of the problem for the state of Oregon, as I look at it, is I just don't think the governor's office has got a strong coaching staff. That's the best way to put it. I'm not going to put this all on Kate Brown, but it's her staff. You know, she's the governor. It's her job. Like, surround yourself with people who know what the heck's going on and then make some decisions that make sense. Because, and by the way, you can't call it a news conference, because I saw some of this stuff. And it's not just her, but a lot of people do this. They call a news conference and then they sort of read from a statement. Here's what's going to happen. And then they don't take any questions. They don't take any questions. And I frankly think that there are a lot of people out there that are looking around going, where can I move? Where I'm not subject to this stuff. And we've seen people leave this state, and they're leaving California, and they're going to other states. And I don't want to make it a political thing. I think it's more of a lifestyle thing. You shouldn't have to relocate based upon, you know, your political viewpoints. You shouldn't have to move. I feel bad that people feel that they're in that position. And, you know, there are a lot of kids who went to Idaho and other places, Utah, to go play high school football or basketball this year. And I'm looking at it going, you know, it's not what I would have done with my family. Like, not going to relocate my whole life so that my kid can play a sport. But I think we needed a better plan. Can we agree on that? All right. It brings us to our big splash. It's the one thing that you need to know today.
This is the one thing you absolutely need to know today.
Look at it. Where? Down there. But
the big splash. Brought to you by the Exergen Twice Daily Thermometer.
Our big splash. Well, the SEC football schedule is out, and it opens with three Power 5 messages. Man, September 4th. They're already talking football. LSU plays UCLA. Georgia plays Clemson. Miami plays Alabama. Football schedule came out today. Non-conference games. Opening day will be September 4th. Louisville and Ole Miss will play on the 6th, Labor Day in Atlanta. Schedule's all out. Colorado's going to play Texas A&M, all that. Pac-12 conference, no schedule yet. Looks like the Pac-12 conference is going to wait here. Says the schedule will be out in early February. Don't hold your breath, but the SEC again leading the way. For crying out loud.
We interrupt this broadcast with a special announcement from the Bald Face.
Hey, sorry to interrupt the podcast, but if you want to listen to more of the Bald Face Truth Radio Show, including more of this segment that you're listening to, make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes to the Bald Face Truth Radio Show. Thanks for listening.